So the epistle for Sexagesima Sunday is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and 12. Brethren, you gladly suffer the foolish, whereas yourselves are wise. For you suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take from you, if a man be lifted up, if a man strike you on the face. I speak according to dishonor, as if we had been weak in this part. Wherein if any man dare, I speak foolishly, I dare also. They are Hebrews, so am I. They are Israelites, so am I. They are the seed of Abraham, so am I. They are ministers of Christ. I speak as one less wise, I am more. And many more labors and prisons more frequently and stripes above measure and deaths often. Of the Jews, 5 times did I receive 40 stripes save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I was in the depth of the sea. In journeying often in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils from my own nation, in perils from the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils from false brethren, in labor, in painfulness, in much watchings, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides those things which are without, my daily instance, the solicitude from all the churches, who is weak and I am not weak, who is scandalized and I am not on fire. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things that concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knoweth that I lie not. At Damascus, the governor of the nation under Aretas, the king, guarded the city of Damascus to apprehend me, and through a window in a basket I was let down by the wall, and so escaped his hands. If I must glory, it is not expedient indeed, but I will come to the visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I know not, or out of the body I know not, God knoweth, that such a one rapt even to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, that he was caught up into paradise and heard secret words, which it is not granted to man to utter. For such a one I will glory, but for myself I will glory nothing but in my infirmities. For though I should have a mind to glory, I shall not be foolish, for I will say the truth, but I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth in me, or anything he heareth from me. And lest the greatness of the revelation should exalt me, there was given me a sting of my flesh, an angel of Satan to buffet me. For which thing thrice I besought the Lord that it might depart from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for power is made perfect in infirmity. Gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 8. At that time, when a very great multitude was gathered together and hastened out of the cities unto him, he spoke by a similitude. The sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And other, some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it had no moisture. And other, some fell among thorns, and the thorns growing up with it choked it. And other, some fell upon good ground, and being sprung up, yielded fruit 100-fold. Saying these things, he cried out, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him what this parable might be. To whom he said, to you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. And they by the wayside are they that hear. Then the devil cometh and taketh the word out of their heart, lest believing they should be saved. Now they upon the rock are they who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no roots, for they believe for a while, and in time of temptation they fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they who have heard, and going their way are choked with the cares and the riches and pleasures of this life, and yield no fruit. But that on the good ground are they who, in a good and perfect heart, hearing the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit in patience. Please be seated. I will glory in nothing save my infirmities. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, as we prepare our Lent, you know, these Sundays, these three Sundays are given to us to try to help put us in the mindset of trying to gain the graces from God during the time period of Lent. And so in this Sunday, we're instructed on the Word of God. But it falls back to us to understand that many people hear the Word of God. Many people are instructed, many people are given the Word of God, but yet it doesn't seem like it sticks, or they hear it, or they listen to it. And so therefore, a lot of it depends on our dispositions. And that's what is important for us many times when we reflect upon the fact of receiving the graces of God. Why do some receive more graces than others? When some ways we can reflect and look at that in terms of they are disposed to it much more. And that disposition also comes and stems from us. How are we disposed to receiving or hearing the Word of God? And therefore, from that, we will receive more graces from that. And one, we look at the introits, and it's a soul who wants to be free from their sins. And so therefore, they call upon God for assistance. They ask for God's help. So again, we can ask for God's help. We can call upon God. We can try to seek that. But if we don't do anything to change our life or to change our lifestyle, well, yes, we can ask for God's grace so many times, but again, it falls on, in a sense, deaf ears. And that is truly what then ends up happening. That it does. It falls on deaf ears for people. And that is why in the gospel account, our Lord gives us this parable of explaining of how the Word of God is given to so many different classes of people. So many different ones. And yet we see that for some, it doesn't grow. And so the question becomes, why does it not grow for all the people that hear the same thing? They listen to this Word of God. They read it. They see what it says in sacred scripture. You know, they read the epistle, the gospel. They come to Mass. But yet it doesn't make an effect upon their soul. And so why is that? Why is it for some listen and some take to that and they grow in the grace of God and then others are stagnant? Well, then our Lord gives us this parable to help us to understand that. So he gives the different grounds of the seed of God is given by the sower. So the sower goes out to the different grounds, sowing his seed, putting it down. But then from that, yes, there's different grounds, and some grounds take to the Word of God, some grounds don't. But that will come back and reflect upon us. Because we say that the seed that is planted or given to, that is then the Word of God. So again, we reflect upon that of how it is spoken to so many different people. And so for some, they accept the Word of God for a time period. Temptation comes, they fall away. For some, the cares of this world choke then the Word of God. And so therefore, again, it falls away. And you also see how the devil does not want the Word of God to go into a soul because he knows, therefore, they could be saved. And so then the devil will take that away too. And then finally we see then the good ground, the ones that, yes, hear the Word of God, they understand it, they live it, and therefore then they will be the ones then will receive a hundredfold. You know, fruit will be born from those souls. But that reflection comes back and seeing so many souls hear the same thing, hear the Word of God. And yet it will penetrate into some souls and other souls. It's almost like it's superficial. It's just like kind of water off the back. They hear the same old thing, whether every Sunday or whatever it may be. And it doesn't ever penetrate into them. And so that reflection becomes for us in this kind of pre-Lenten time period. Okay, so what do we need to do in order to be a good ground, in order to listen to the Word of God? What is keeping us from that? I mean, obviously, it's our sins. But in what capacity? What capacity are we not willing to listen to God? Are we so attached to our own sins? Or is it something that we are weak? And in these cases, that's what you see. With the different grounds, some of it is just a pure weakness that they have. They're too weak because they have the cares of this world. Or in time of temptation, they hit a temptation, it's like, I'm done. But from that weakness, we need to try to change that. I mean, St. Paul says, yes, I will glorify nothing and save in my infirmities, my weakness. But he refers back to the idea in the sense of the grace of God. The grace of God is what will help me. And it is only through the grace of God that we will be able to progress in the spiritual life. And so again, why do some people receive more graces than others? Goes back to the whole idea of their disposition. Are they disposed to receive these graces from God? I mean, that's why our Lord says so clearly, let him that have ears to hear, let him hear. And so do we listen to the Word of God? Most people will answer, absolutely. Does it penetrate into our soul? That's where that absolute answer becomes weaker. Because for so many souls, they don't listen to the Word of God. And so in reflecting on these grounds, I mean, yes, the wayside are the ones that don't want to listen. The rocky ground are the inconsistent one, the weak ones. The ones that are the seed that falls among the thorns, they're the ones that are too attached to the world. They're too unwilling to give up this world. And in some ways, they know better. They know, oh, I should be doing this, or I should give this up, or I shouldn't be following this. But again, it's a weakness for the soul. And that's where the reflection comes for us. You know, our Lord says, the good ground are the ones that hear it and they maintain it. Because they're open to hear then the Word of God. I mean, think about that. How many distractions do we have in life? And granted, some of our distractions can be our duty of state and different things, but certainly our duty of state is a prayer to God. But how many other things do we, like, are attached to or find or hold to or keep to that become the means that keep us from listening to God's Word? And that is where then the reflection comes for us in this pre-Lenten time period that the Church gives to us. Because Holy Mother Church is instructing her children in these three Sundays to say, okay, now's the time to start preparing for Lent. And Lent is 46 days. And so it's asking from us a large preparation. And so as I say, now is the time, these three Sundays, these 3 weeks for us, we're down to 10 days before Lent starts. This time period for us is to reflect and to see, what do I need to do? And as we talked about in Advent, it can be adding on extra things, it can be cutting things away. I mean, that's what your reflection must be at this point. You must reflect upon now your soul, the state of your soul. I mean, in a way, what ground are you? Do you find yourself not wanting to listen to the Word of God? Are you finding yourself being inconsistent and weak? I mean, do you find yourself too attached to this world? Well, those are the reflections that we must make now. If we want to listen to the Word of God, if we want to receive the graces in this time period of Lent, that's what you must reflect now. And then through that reflection comes, this is what I can do. This is what I should do. This is what I should give up, or this is what I should do extra, or how should I do it? And that's, for us, what the church is trying to give to us today. And yes, it also gives us the example of St. Paul. We see in the Collect of the Mass, it calls upon this apostle to the Gentiles, this vessel of election. But remembering, St. Paul was the one who was persecuting the church. He was kicking against the goad. And then he was knocked off his horse. His eyes were opened up. First they had scales on him, but then they were opened up to see what he needed to do. And he became this vessel of election, this great apostle. But yet we see what St. Paul, he comes back to the fact of, I will glorify in my infirmities because it makes me dependent on God. I will see my weaknesses and it will help me to do the things for the glory of God. That's when we understand things correctly. When we see, yes, we are weak, and so therefore we need God's grace. And then you see St. Paul, he reminds it in saying, I am on fire for God, for Christ. And that is where you see what St. Paul, preaching Christ crucified, living that life. I mean, and that's where he was a vessel of election, selected by God for that. And so, but we also see what St. Paul, he was stung by, you know, the devil, buffeted by Satan, and he asked for these to be taken away from him, and God said, no, my grace is sufficient for you, don't worry about it. And maybe that was a reminder to St. Paul. He was this vessel of election chosen by God, but it was through, because of God's graces, he was able to accomplish these things. Only through the grace of God. So certainly sometimes we can lose sight of that dependence on God. And so for us, the seed that is sown, that is given to us, this word of God, is preached to us. Will it fall upon good ground or will it fall upon deaf ears? That's up to us. We make that choice. Whether we have prepared ourselves to receive then this word of God by our disposition, or are we weak? Do we not want to listen? Are we too attached? That'll keep us from listening to the word of God. So do we want to hear? Do we want to listen? I mean, just going back to as our Lord said, he that have ears to hear, let him hear. We all have ears. We can all hear. But do we want to hear? Do we want to listen? And so let us pray to St. Paul, this vessel of election. He certainly was chosen by God. But he was given the graces to do so. We are all given the graces to save our soul. And so let us repeat with St. Paul, even though we understand, yes, and St. Paul, that we repeat with him that, yes, we will glorify in our infirmities because I can do all things in him who strengthens me. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.